Dave Stanley joining us now from tab.com.au. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Paul Joyce about to join us. Great announcement regarding the Kosciuszko. So the prize money boost too, down to 10th all through the state.
I tell you what, mate, as a gentleman that has a few horses involved, it's great. Get involved and race horses in New South Wales because you can get a quid, and even if you can't, you're not going to be too much out of pocket. It's exactly what we needed. And I tell you what, exciting about this Kosciuszko, I take my hat off to Race New South Wales because they keep coming up with these ideas, and to get it the hotels involved and the sweepstake, I think it's going to be brilliant, mate.
Yep, too right. All right, now, Paul Joyce with us. How are you, Paul?
Oh, very well, Sean. Hello, Dave. Lovely to have you join us this morning. And, great initiatives, obviously. I'm a punter first, but I'm an owner second. And it's always good if there's a bit of prize money increase there. And if I'm punting on a Saturday, I'm generally punting out of a hotel. So all initiatives even will filter down to little old Paul Joyce here. So, no, it's all very good, boys, and looking forward to it kicking off later in the year.
All right, well, let's get a winner today. The first there today, Dave, full field.
$1.75 here for Star of the Seas. It holds all the coin at the moment with tab.com.au. It's 155 out to 175. Has been some money around here for Salvador, which is the Wendy Rhodes horse. This has been this morning 460 into 440. Smarty Type has been 360 to 340, but the major money's being held on the favourite, Star of the Seas, but I'm interested in this slight firm for the two.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting race, obviously, only a small field, and Stone probably leads them. It's got the blinkers on first time, first run, new stable. So I've got him leading off that inside gate, but after that, they all just probably try and tuck in and get the trail. I think Star of the Seas is the most interesting runner in the field. I've put him on top, 3.624. Look, his last trial at Rose Hill, it was so sharp, you've had to put him on top, and it's no surprise he's odds on favourite. He just ambled up to those leaders. James McDonald had a stranglehold on him. He only won the trial narrowly, but he could have won it by a couple of lengths if he'd been asked to quicken. So, obviously, it's been a long spell. He's had a wind off during that spell. They're always a little bit risky, but off that trial, I don't want to put my whole bank on him, but I do think he's a safe way to start the day. Number six, Smarty Pie, this filly for Bjorn Baker. She trials like she's a very smart horse as well. She just hasn't cracked it for a win yet, placed three from three. So, keep an eye on her. Getting back on top of the ground today could be the difference. Number two, Salvador, the horse has been specced. Well, there was nothing wrong with his Hawkesbury run first up. He chased home Golden Hits. The Spruker ran third. So I'm not sure how strong that form line is, but it was a very good run. And then we got this number four, Stone, formerly with Godolphin, now with Ken Lantry up at Newcastle, and Michaela Weir claiming 3 kilos. So there are some interesting runners here, and I don't think it's a put-in-take-out job, but I do have the three on top, 3, 6, 2, and 4.
Now, Ray Thomas has gone identical, 3.624 as well, Paul. The second put out 4 Watching, 7 Haunting Spirit, 10 Sky Ray, 12 Kadara and 16 Bantur.
Yeah, had a crack at the Triple Crown horse here, Misteed, the 6. This morning, 3.80, now 2.80. We did go up 4.20 earlier in the week, around Monday, and they took that straight away. So there have been some deductions and some scratchings, but today's fluctuations are 3.80 to 2.80, and it does hold all the coin. It's your favourite, horse 6 in the second. Away from that, keep a watch on the Chris Lee's horse, Designer Made. It's been supported at longer odds. It's at $10 currently at the moment, but was a $17 chance earlier in the week, and they were more than happy to take the $17. The other one they backed this morning is Lancaster Bomber, the toppy here for Josh Parr and Richard Litt. $10 into $9, but best backed with all the money is the 6.
Yeah, speed-wise here, we've got Echo Gem for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. She'll have to work across from the gate. Luke and Lad, the stablemate, presses forward. And this Designer Made, the horse that Dave just mentioned there, she showed blistering pace to win at Taree on debut over 1,000 metres. So good speed in this race. I think it'll set it up for this horse, Misteed, 6, 6, 5, 8 and 14 for me. I think the Tab erred in putting up such a good price, Dave, and punters have jumped in. Now, this filly's only won 1 from 4, but she arguably should have won 3 from 4. She was a good thing beaten on debut, very unlucky at her second start, and then she was spelled after finishing down the track in the Widden. But she resumed with a very sharp win at Canterbury. She handles all going, and probably the big plus with her is she's just going to be suited by this genuine pace. She'll just tuck in somewhere behind them, let them do all the work, and then she's got this really sharp turn of foot, which I think will carry her on to a very good overall career record going forward. In saying that, number 5, Echo Gem, now she was most impressive at Canterbury first up. She did the work, second up, sorry, she did the work, she led them for home, she kicked, and nothing was ever really going to run her down. So she'll obviously give another bolt side up on speed. Number 8 on the take for Claire Cunningham, Jason Collett. I've always liked this filly from the first time I saw her trial. She resumes from a spell today, and I think she's got to be kept very safe. And number 14, Varanez, the other one for Chris Waller here, Barrier 1, another one that keeps safe. But 6 on top for me, Misdeed, 6, 5, 8 and 14.
And Ray went 6, 11, 2 and 5, 6, 11, 2, 5. The third, we got no changes here, Dave.
No, look, it could be the Triple Crown Stakes Day today. They've got some nice chances across the program, and they've backed another one of theirs here. I'll firstly get to the favourite, though. It is Widespread Panic. It's lost a leg since we opened the markets. 280 out to 330, Widespread Panic. It's been a drifter, and they haven't backed it. There's hardly any coin being held on it. Classic Thoughts has been a big firmer in the market again. One that opened $11. Now, there's no scratchings in this race, so the 11 into 650 is a true fluctuation. $11 to 650 with tab.com.au. There's been some money around two for Artistic Beauty, the 7 for Cameron Crockett. Opened 6, got out to 650, back into 480 now. Best backed because it holds all the coin is Classic Thoughts.
Yeah, well, speed-wise, Widespread Panic and Lady Evelyn take up the running from Mollified, and Classic Thoughts will just get back somewhere midfield as it did first up winning at Newcastle. But I thought the Tabbert again there, I thought Classic Thoughts was big overs. I put it on top, 5-3-2-1. She's in now to about the right price, although I think the money may keep coming because that first up win at Newcastle was massive. She got back, she was held up. Once she got out, she pounced. And that was over 1,400, so she gets to the 1,600 here second up, which I think is perfect. Number 3, Mollified, total forgive run last week at the 1,300. She just missed a kick of touch, and she ended up in a very awkward spot. She's much better when she can roll along up near the speed, so she can bounce back today. The 2, the Iron Maiden, the 8-year-old mare, well, she's flying. Admittedly, she's doing it up at Gosford, where she's had the last two victories, but she's a bit of a mild specialist. She's had 6 wins at this trip, so she goes into my multis. And I think number 1, Live to Dream for Brad Witter. But she could be the improver here. She's third up off a spell and she's dropping back in grade today. So keep an eye out for her to improve. But 5 on top, Classic Thoughts, 5-3-2-1.
Now, Ray went 5-4-3-2, 5-4-3-2. The fourth, pull out 6, Oakfield Missile, 12 Fame Shines.
Yeah, one of the best backed runners in the program here, Island Missile. Again, the Snowdens, Triple Crown, Blake Shin. Opening price was 280. That was taken straight away. There have been the 2 scratchings. And this morning, very solid at a 240 price, Island Missile. It's your favourite and very well backed. Your second elect then is at $6, Buffy, $5.50 at the $6. Keen to see if that one shortens up at all, considering its run 2 starts ago behind Seasons was pretty good. Paul will tell us more shortly. Miss Imagination, $16 to $13, one at odds they've backed. Keen also to see if that one continues to firm, because the Perry stable have been lobbing at the sort of double-figure odds, especially on Wednesday meetings of late. So if you see any more money for the 10, it might be worth throwing in exotics. But best backed has been the toppy.
Yeah, it's no surprise, Dave. I think Island Missile will be the clear-cut favourite, and then they'll just spec a few others here to, in case something goes wrong with the fave. But look, I've got him winning, and the speed in the race, Prophet's Voice, Divine Breeze work across, and maybe Buffy comes across as well. So the race maps beautifully once again here for Triple Crown's horse, and I've gone 1, 7, 9, and 8. First up run, it was the run of the day. 2 starts back at Randwick on the 23rd of June behind You Make Me Smile, Liz Doonvana and Revenir. He came from well back. His sectionals were fastest of the day. It was one of those runs that you just wanted to be on him next start. But then a few things went wrong at his next start. It was over the 1,400 again. He struck a genuine soft track at Randwick and he had 60 kilos, a tricky gait. He ended up on the inside of the track. The winner, Seahampton, came down the outside rail, and towards the end of the day, they were all getting to that outside part of the track. So you just had a forgive run second up, but I don't mind that because it basically brings him in third up, absolutely cherry ripe. That's where his stats usually and his numbers start to peak. So in midweek company, back from 2 Saturday races, I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat either one, Island Missile. Number 7, Vassetto, interests me. I was on her last start. Everything went wrong. She ended up in the box seat, but she couldn't get out of the box seat. That was the problem. And she ran fourth, beaten 2 lengths. I think she would have challenged the winners if she'd got a crack at them. And Bjorn Baker's whacking the blinkers on first time 7 days later. So big improvement from the 7 Vassetto. Number 9, Mad Fox. The blinkers go back on here. And he's a horse that they've been trying to get to settle and find the line. It's taken some time. But I thought last week he really showed that indication that he wanted to find the line again. So keep an eye on him from barrier one with the blinkers back on. And I thought number eight, Buffy, well, she's just so consistent. She's been in the Quinella at 7 of her 9 starts. And as Dave said, she finished second the season 2 starts back, although she did have her chance last time out at Canterbury. So 1, 7, 9, and 8 for me in the 4.
All right, Ray, like 3 from 187, 3187 there. The 5th, we have no changes, Dave.
No, no changes at all. Look, it's a quietish betting race. Best banks being Kentucky Diva. It is your favourite at 370 with tab.com.au. Second best backed in terms of cash held is Follow Suit at the 650. So it's the second best backed runner. Then Sejinho at $12. So Sejinho is currently 16 into 12. And the other one that I just mentioned, Follow Suit's been 9 to 650. One alarming thing here, and I mean, look, it's only 10:30, and this is obviously subject to change, but we are holding at the moment, being brutally honest, $20 on Cormac. It's $5.50 currently in the marketplace, second favourite, but we're only holding $20 on it in the tab bag, which I find interesting. So it has been a drifter as well, obviously 480 out to 550. So just watch the marketplace with the 8. But there's no money for it at all, Paul.
Yeah, that's interesting. Look, I toyed with putting it in the numbers, but ended up leaving it out. He's probably just struggling to find his best form. But back on a good track, he could improve. But the punter's obviously steering clear of him. Speed-wise here, Shock Alert. We've got Sejinho likes to lead. Latin Light likes to lead. So three potential leaders in a 2200 race. That'll make it a bit interesting. I've gone 4-10-3-2. I like the 4 here, Celtic Love. You can get us a price, Dave, and let us know at the end, because I think she's good value. She's been floating around that $9, $10 mark, and she was a real eye-catcher at Rose Hill last start in a strong Saturday race behind Tornado Gallant Sweet Victory. She finished fourth, but she never quite got out probably until the last 75 metres, and she hit the line better than anything. So I like the fact she's back to the midweek. There looks good speed in the race, and I think she's big overs as she fires on good tracks, which she's finally got today, and she's been doing the rest on soft track. So I think she's one of the best value bets of the day. To beat the 10 Kentucky Diva, I'm interested in what the Hawks are doing here. They've only had 2 starts with this well-bred mare, straight to 2200 against benchmark 75 grade. It's a big step from a Hawksbury maiden win, but they're such an astute stable when they do things like this with these horses. You've got to respect them. Number 3, Sejinho. Well, he's rock hard fit now, fourth up. He'll be up on speed, grinding away. And the 2 Follow Suit, the one of Wallace that has been specced. Whenever Huey Bowman and Chris Waller combine in these midweek staying affairs, you often want to be on the best jockey and best trainer. So it's 4-10-3-2 for me in the 5th.
Now, Ray's gone 10 from 2-8-5 there, 10-2-8-5. On to race 6, pull out number 7, Rockefeller.
Yeah, Rockefeller comes out, and we've got 440 the field here. Maserati, your favourite, 460 into a 440 price. Then you've got 2 at 550. Tesualu, it's solid at 550. Tenorino, also solid at the 550 price. Sacred Edge has been the firmer this morning at 950 into $8. Just having a look at what's being held on this sixth event. And again, as I just refresh, the best backed has been Tonsor at the 310 price. It's the one that holds all the coin. Pardon me, I said Maserati was favourite. It's actually Tonsor at the 310. So it's been best back. Second best back then in the marketplace with us has been Sacred Edge at $8. But just having a look at what's being held on the race, it probably is the quietest betting race in terms of money invested thus far this afternoon.
Yeah, and the speed map's hard because this horse, Tonsor, the favourite, he led throughout to win at Newcastle last start, and that's been his pattern to date from 3 starts. But the intention was to take cover last start, and it didn't work because he wanted to go a bit keenly. So from barrier one today, are they going to just lead and let him do his thing out in front even though he's a bit keen, or do they want to still try and adopt this, you know, get cover and let him find the line sort of tactic? So keep an ear out for that. So the stewards will release anything if there is an official request there by Matty Smith. So that makes the speed map a bit tricky. Otherwise, you've got Maserati, you've got Brogue, they'll both press forward, and Swalu probably goes forward off the wide draw. I've gone 3-1-4-8. I'm having something on Tenorino here, not for fun, but if you saw the run last week, he ran 10th of 10 at Warwick Farm, and Speed Hero won the race. Coming to the turn, he was travelling like the winner, and he's ended up running last, but he just never, ever got a crack at any stage. He would have almost felt like he'd gone out for a canter. He never got into any sort of gear, any sort of rhythm, and he's gone over the line hard-held. Kerry Parker, the quick backup, I think that's a really good sign. He's given Brendan Abdullah the job this week. And it just wouldn't surprise me if on the back of that soft run last week, he comes out today and just blows them away, because he's that sort of horse. He just needs the breaks. And if he gets them, I think he's in this right up to his ears. Number one, Masterati. He's tough. He's got 61 kilos, but he carried 62.5 at Goulburn last time. And he'll be in the winning spot. He'll be up outside the lead, just ready to strike when they turn for home. Number four, Tonzor. Well, he's doing things wrong, but he's winning. So he's obviously got all his ability there. He's had three starts now for two wins and a placing. Barrier one, Blake Shin. I'm not sure. I think he's probably best just to go forward and lead and then make the others catch him rather than try and teach him new things just yet. But we'll leave that up to the stable on the day. And number eight, the fourth, Sacred Edge. In surprise, they backed him because I thought he may need the run here first up. But I wanted to throw him in case they overdo things up front. I think he's the one that'll be finishing off late. 3-1, 4-8 in the six.
Now, Ray's gone 4 from 182 there. 4-1-8-2. We go to race 7. Put out Iron Newey, number 3.
Yeah, they finally get a gate here with Curra, and they're obviously putting the money on. 4.80 into $4. It holds all the coin at this stage with Tab, and it is your favourite. Then you go out to 5.50 for Balmain Boy and also Valentino Rossa. Valentino Rossa is 5 out to 5.50 after being backed in from 6 this morning. And Balmain Boy has been 6.50 to 5.50 in the last hour. Hammond Lane's been 6 out to 6.50. In terms of others at a price that they've nibbled at, there's been a sprinkle around for Shalmaniser at really big odds. And also there's been some money around for the 5, the Godolphin Runner, which has been 16 into 12 this morning. Looking at the figures, best backed in terms of cash held is Curra. Then second best backed has been Valentino Rossa.
Yeah, good race to close it out. Look, I've gone 6, 11, 1 and 12 here. Number 6, Hammond Lane on top. He's been beaten in photos his past two. Two starts back was Kootawarra, who then went and won a Saturday race. And then last time out, he was beaten by Lorcel. But he was an absolute good thing beaten that day. He was pocketed from about the 350 to the 100-metre mark, and he made a late dive, but it was just too late, and he was an absolute certainty beaten. So Huey Bowman jumps on. The Miles suits. Getting back on top of the ground certainly suits. He's had 5 wins on good tracks, and I think he's the way to play the race. So I like that current price rent out there at around that $6.50 mark for him. To beat the 11, Valentino Rossa, great runs, 2 runs back from a spell. He's a dead-set backmarker, though, so he'll probably be out there again. He's been rattling home behind the likes of Manolo Blahnik and Kootawarra in strong Saturday affairs. So he looks beautifully placed here by Jason Coyle, but he still needs that luck. He still needs things to fall his way. Number one, Curra. I don't know what to make of him. I've had him down as a wet tracker. His last run at Randwick was terrific on a soft 7 behind Just Shine. He was the hard luck story of the race. But can he do it back on top of the ground? He's only won 1 from 14 on good tracks. Generally has to get back in his races. But on that run at Randwick, I've got to have him in somewhere. I've put him in for third. And number 12, Gravitate, I think he's the value play of the race. Jason Coyle's got him absolutely flying. He's a specialist at the mile, and his last start win at Hawkesbury running down Falcon Island was extremely good. So I'm going 6, 11, 1 and 12 in the lucky last.
Now, in this, Ray's gone for 1 to beat 11, 6 and 4. 1, 11, 6, 4. His best race, 7, number 1. Race 5, number 10. Race 7, number 1. Race 5, number 10. Dave, what's been best backed?
Isle of Missile. Best backed with tab.com.au. Holds all the coin. And that's now Joycey, Brad Davidson, Adam Pengelly, and no doubt plenty of other judges tipping it up. So the whole world will be on. Gee, let's hope we don't stop it, Paul.
No, exactly, Dave. It's my best bet of the day. Glenn Munsey last night on Formline Extra, he was spruiking Isle of Missile as well. So,
jeez.
I think everyone's on it. I think we all saw that first up run. We had genuine excuses second up, and we just want to get on third up into back to the midweek. So Isle of Missile, my best race for number 1. And I do think Celtic Love, Dave, can you get us a price there, race 5? Race 5, number 4, Celtic Love, because I think she's the best value play all day. And with all these other prices getting knocked off, I may just have to go back and have a little bit more on
and
that later on.
$9 with tab.com.au at the moment, Celtic Love.
Perfect.
So $9.50 into 9. So hurry, mate. If you're in the car, pull over and get on.
Yes, I will do that. I will.
All right. Good on you, Paul. Have a great day. And Dave, you too. We'll catch up with the both of you throughout the day.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, mate.